And welcome back to Data with Arda, part of the Line Talk Show. I'm your host, Len Stacey. Now joining me in studio is the next candidate, is Bobby Patton. Welcome to the show, Bobby. How is
good
it going?
Afternoon. Very good. Very hot.
Very hot. It's probably warmer than it's been. I guess we'll start with maybe share a little bit about yourself, and then we'll get into the other questions.
Well, I'm Robert Patton Jr. My dad is Robert Patton, the owner of Patton's Woodcraft. My mom is the late Beverly Montour Patton. It's her birthday tomorrow. My daughter is Amy Lee Patton, and I have three beautiful grandchildren and a very caring, loving family. Everybody knows my brother, Alan Patton, from Patton's Woodcraft, and my sister Janice Patton and Christine Patton. That's pretty much my family.
I guess you've been in council for how many terms now?
Two terms. Hoping to be number three.
All right. So I guess the first question is, why are you running to seeking another term in council?
Why am I seeking a term? It goes back to even when I was a peacekeeper, the reasons why I wanted to become a council member. It's because back when I was a peacekeeper, I could always see the struggles our people were dealing with, you know, with our rights, interests, jurisdiction, you know, and that's to lead into many issues, you know, when we talk about, for one, as it's been a passion of mine, is about the hunting, fishing, and harvesting one, but that leads into many other issues, you know, when you're looking at, say, our land issues, our, you know, issues with housing, or, you know, and it's a bigger thing when it comes down to our rights and interests, because the government is always trying to extinguish those, and it makes us always difficult to fight it, because we're always up against the bigger machine, and if we do not continue to fight for these, we're going to lose it, and we're not going to have what we have as First Nations people. So that's my biggest fight, is to have the recognition for who we are.
Okay, what are the issues that you feel need to be dealt with immediately within the community? And there's a large number of them, but, you know, pick a few and just maybe talk about them.
One is, right now, is dealing with, again, it goes about to our rights and jurisdiction, is one is dealing with the treatment facilities for our community members or First Nations in general. But for me, it's when I hit home, was when I knew some of our community members were not being accepted into these long-term facilities, because Quebec has been saying, well, you're from Ganawage, you're a First Nations person, you have no right to this type of facility or treatment. So they're going to keep on knocking us down, and that's going to be hurting us as a people. But if you're a non-Native person, you're fully qualified to get all the funding possible. You know, you get your subsidies for rent, you get your subsidies for the treatment. But being a First Nations person, we don't get that. So now, again, we have to exert our jurisdiction. We have to put them on notice that, you know, we're as equal as everyone else. If not, they have that responsibility to take care of us just as much as we have to take care of ourselves. So myself, and there's a group of people that we're working with. One is Tanya Perron, because she's the legal, and she's one of the persons that helped bring up forward. And with myself bringing it to the federal INAC departments, now we're going to be dealing with the provincial part. So now we got to get the recognition. So that's the biggest fight that we have on hand. Another one is I've been working with the Iroquois Caucus Harvest Working Groups, and it's all the Iroquois communities, and we've had issues in the past, you know, like I've been charged and arrested for hunting in the past, and the provincial regulations say no, you can't, and this was years ago, and I was a peacekeeper, so I challenged it, you know, I won and I lost, but mainly I won, and so I felt that as a passion, that in order to have our recognition noticed, that we have to stand up and fight for these, because this is where it carries us forward into our future. That's what we're based upon, is our rights, our interests. And it was like our harvesting rights was one. And when we talk about harvesting, it's not just about hunting, fishing, trapping. It's also about our medicines. And those are what are close and dear to us as First Nations people. But those were the basis of what our fights were all about, and that takes us into the future. But again, here we are. We're being challenged by the federal and provincial governments. Like, we had a community member that was also arrested and charged. But we stood up, we assisted, and the direction that he was going to go, we had to tell him, like, redirect him, like, you should go this way. We have some help that we're going to... So we guided that community member in that direction, and we had the case withdrawn, you know. And the biggest part was, like, myself and Dennis Stiebel, who was really helpful in this, and Martin was one of them also. But Dennis was the one that really helped us to find the direction that we needed, and also our connections within other First Nations. So we're taking this even further now. We had, like, Iroquois hunters from Akwesasne, same thing, but in a different province in New Brunswick. So we challenged that also. And from our challenge that we put forward as the Iroquois caucus and standing and supporting, we also had that one dismissed from court also, and opened the doors for, we had further negotiations that are opening, and we're going to continue. So now we are in different provinces, even Ontario. So we're opening the doors, and we're getting that recognition of our rights and interests in our jurisdictions of First Nations people. And that's how we're, you know, that's what I find that's very close to us, because we need to fight for our people. And that's the beginning where we need to start. So everything else falls into place.
Okay. So why should the community vote for you?
Well, why should people vote for me? I'm compassionate. I'm a great listener. I'm always there for the community. I'll do whatever I have in my power to come up with a solution, to make a compromise, and to have it something that's going to be workable for our community. I always put my full heart right into my community. You know, like my mom always said, you love your community. You love your community first, then that way you're going to, you know, it's going to keep you close and grounded to who you are. And that's what I do, and I do that every day. I did that when I was a peacekeeper. You know, I always believed, as being a community police officer, that you try to come up with solutions, and my goal was always to keep our people out of the non-native justice system, the white system, and to look for solutions and trying to help the families. Because if you take a father, you take a mother away, you're taken away from that fabric of that family. So we need to try to keep and work together. And that's how I continuously work for the community. I have many people that have been contacting me over the years. Like, no matter big, small, whatever their issue is, I'm always there, day, night, whatever time. And I always return their calls that people need assistance. And, you know, that's where I think my compassion and, you know, and I'm driven, you know, from my family. We're a driven family. We're a hardworking family. And, you know, we have a lot of care and respect. And that's how I bring into my community. So that's why I think people should vote for me, because I can be your voice. I'll work as hard as I can, and I'll do my best.
Okay. Another question. What is your vision for Gunawage's future? Like, in the next 5-10 years, what do you see? What do you think we need to be doing?
Well, like I'll keep on saying, is that we need to keep fighting the governments for our recognition, who we are as First Nations people. We need to keep driving that home, to have the outside governments respect us and deal with us nation to nation, you know, government to government, or people. And once we have that respect, and it's a difficult, but we have to continue. You know, we need to see our justice system fully implemented, which I'm working on. And that is where I'm very dedicated to it, because I'm always hoping to see our justice system. Again, I'll go back to saying, I don't like to see our people going out into the system outside. I like to keep it here within the community. I like to see this, and that's why I find my passion is to work with the Justice Commission and to get this implemented, our justice system implemented. And those are the fights that we're still having, because the federal government, provincial government, they always want to have this jurisdiction and saying this is their area, this is their place, and they're going to dictate to us what we want. But we need to tell them, and we need to have them realize we're a separate people. We have our own cultures, we have our own ways, and we're not going to be dealt with as the outside society. We need to deal with it on a different level. And, you know, we have a culture that needs to be respected in the justice system and outside. And when we deal with our people, I think this is, once we have this justice system in place, that we're going to be able to serve our people better. And, you know, and it leads to trying to keep everybody else together and respected.
Okay. On that note, what is your thought about traditional government, you know, in terms of it? The community's been wanting us to go that way, you know, in terms of working with traditional people. And, you know, what are your mm-hmm. thoughts? Can we achieve that? And it's something that should be in our future.
I would say that it should be in our future because that's who we are. But there's so many divisions that we need to start bringing people together, you know. And even at the Iroquois Caucus, we always reach out to the traditional governments. Even in the community, we reach out to the traditional governments. And it's sadly to say that it seems like because we're MCK, the governing body, and people don't respect it, don't like it because we're elected council. You know, I had a family member who's very traditional, a very well-respected individual. And I had that question to him. I said, Uncle, you know, why does it the people do not trust MCK? Why do they keep telling me you're out of the circle? Well, his answer to me was, you're out of the circle because you're in the elected system. They got me, you know.
Okay.
But then he finished off by saying, but we need people like you to be outside that circle to protect the inner circle, because we need that type of people to fight for us and to protect it, because that's who is going to speak for us. And you bring it back. And that's, I hope one day, and I spoke to an elder told us, you know what we should do? One day we should have all the traditional governments get together, all the people, and plant a white pine at birth and let it grow. But we plant it together and we start a new beginning and saying we all come to this direction, we're all going to come here, and we're all going to come together. And that's my hope, that we one day the whole community is going to be as one voice, not separate voices, and we can work together.
Okay. You have about a minute left. Anything else you want to say out to the community?
Well, if you vote for me, I'll be your voice. I'll do my best, as I've done in the past 6 years. And, you know, a shout out to our youth and about the promotion of our youth in sports, you know. I will always be there for our children, because my goal was always, as a youth myself, and to try to exceed, to open those doors and use our connections for our minor sports and hockey, lacrosse, whatever it may be. I want to try to keep opening those doors so our children can exceed to one day become something much better, to have a great education. For me, I always say an educated Indian native is a dangerous native. So
that's true. Yeah. Well, thank you so much and good luck on Saturday. And I'm sure we'll be seeing you around.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll take a break and we'll be right back.